Her eyes were on him, watching, seeing the layers of clothes come off to reveal the hard expanse of muscle and flesh, the clean male lines.
The prose is a little purple, but author Janet Daly is said to be the best-selling woman novelist in America. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat. Janet Daly writes those gothic romances. Her latest is called Calderborn, Calderbred. She was born some 38 years ago in the town of Early in Iowa.
Graduated, went to Omaha, the big city. For me, it was a big city. And went to work for a construction company and did what any good secretary would do, married the boss. I stayed working in the office and managing the office. And then we retired in 1974. Sold everything and started hitting the road and going to see the world while we were young enough to enjoy it.
Daly kept talking about writing the kind of novel Harlequin publishes, so husband Bill gave her a challenge.
I think I was probably like 80,000 or a million people out here that have always talked about they want to write a book someday. And Bill had heard that probably 200 times. And he is a man who does not believe in idle talk. So one day he just turned to me and said, "Will you get up off your rear and write the book or shut up? Because I don't want to hear about it anymore."
Harlequin bought her first novel in 1975, No Quarter Asked. How many has she written since then?
I've written 80.
70, 80 books?
80 books, yes. Yes. Sort of like unleashing the floodgates when they opened the first one. No, I love
80
writing.
80 books in how many years?
In 7 years. 8 years, I guess, 75 to 83. When I was doing the small romances, I would do an average of probably 12 to 14 of those a year.
Janet Daly's prose is suggestive without being explicit.
His hands made exploring contact with the rounded shapes of her body, territory he'd yearned to claim. Now it was being surrendered. The fevers heating him could not be dispelled to give him time to question her act.
The prose of Janet Daly, whose latest book is Calderborn, Calderbred. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
I had been reading romances by Harlequin, and I thought, well, that's the kind of thing I think I could write. I'm going to try that.
That's Janet Daly. Her publisher says there are more than 100 million copies of her books in print, selling at a rate of 40,000 a day. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Janet Daly's gothic romances are knocked out fast. She says she can write one in less than a week and has written as many as 12 in a year.
I spend 15 hours a day at the typewriter when I'm writing and turn out 15 to 20 pages a day. Right now I'm only doing 15 pages a day because of the major novels. There's so much more plotting and research that goes into them.
Her major novels include a series about the fictional Calder family. Her latest is Calderborn, Calderbred. All of her books come in paperback, which means she's rarely reviewed critically.
Today, for a new writer to start out, either they have to hit it really whammy big with the great American novel, but if it's just an average novel of a beginning writer, then it's very tough to get a publisher to publish it, unless you're in one of the category fiction markets, such as the romance market, the westerns, the detectives.
Janet Daly, whose 80 books have been set in every state in the Union, receives so much fan mail, her publisher, Pocket Books, mails her readers a newsletter. All right, here's a sample of Daly's prose from Calderborn, Calderbred.
Then his hand reached out to her. No more did she have to be strong. No more did she have to hide her feelings, her love. There was a wealth of passion in her going unused, too long suppressed. She had to give it or shrivel up inside and die. Its pressure was that strong. She went to him to lie with him and live again.
Janet Daly may not be taken seriously by the heavies, but she's having a lot of fun.
You know, that's the joy of doing something like this. You know, it's the sky's the limit. You can try anything, and if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, but you still got to try.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.